Time for the mailbag. Let's see what we have. Dear Moment of Science, are aliens going to eat us? Signed, Frightened. Well, Frightened, that's more of a science fiction question, but science does have something to say here, and sometimes purely imaginative questions are great tools for helping us think about how the real world works. First, it's not strictly impossible. Many scientists agree that the Milky Way galaxy is probably brimming with living things. That doesn't mean any of them are smart enough to build interstellar spaceships, but let's assume they are. Still, why are they unlikely to eat us? One reason lies in energy itself. The point of eating is to take in usable energy. A lion will expend a lot of energy running down a zebra because, once it's caught, the calories contained in the meal far outweigh those expended in the chase. If this weren't true, say if a zebra's body only had the caloric content of a grape, then the energy expended would outweigh the energy gained, and the lion would lose out. Any alien predators would face the same problem. The amount of energy expended in building the space program, fueling rockets, to say nothing of getting from one star to another, would be huge. For any realistic technology, it would far outweigh the benefit of just munching on people. It would be like climbing Mount Everest in order to pick a few berries. Someday we ourselves may travel to other planets, but any species that goes to such lengths merely to find food will find itself quickly exhausted. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Stuart Muffson in astronomy. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.